time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. I've been a naturopath for, almost 40 years. And have seen every kind of case that you can think of. I specialize in cancer and alternative health care and degenerative diseases. I developed a great product, anti-aging product, longevity product called Prime Longevity. And you can go to www.primelongevity.com, and there's some great information on there. Scroll down on that front page, and you'll also see the ingredient list. That's on there. You'll also see my book that I wrote, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, and that's available. You can also go and order directly from the store. Our telephone number over there is 915-833-0222. Let's see who else is on. Any questions that we have to start with?
Are root canals dangerous? I might need one, but I'm told they are bad later in life.
Yes, they actually can be bad. What happens, no matter what the dentist tells you, is that once they remove the tooth and then they go in and scrape and clean and do as much as they can to get rid of the root so all the pain is gone. Let me tell you, root canal can be very painful. So oftentimes they'll try and save the tooth just to leave it in there. But we think it's now better to have the tooth removed. And actually they're used to, there are what's called biological dentists. And they'll actually clean out that root, because we know, and every study that's ever been done, is that you get a minor infection in the jaw and in that tooth, and it causes what's called cavitations in the jaw. And it leaks infection to the rest of the body, and it's almost constant. You can't get rid of it. So what we suggest now is you pull the tooth, and a lot of the biological doctors are using laser, and they're killing all the infection then. And now with the new implants using inert materials, we think these implants are much better than just a bridge or a false tooth that they put in. They come out and then you get food under there on them, and they can cause discomfort. But a lot of these new implants, it's just right now they're very expensive, so I'm sure the costs will come down, and that'll be something that we can look forward to. So anyway, I think root canals, if you can, just go ahead and have that tooth pulled. Just depends where it is. If it's in the front of your mouth, you don't want a hole, so you want to do something to put either a bridge or a false tooth, or again, we suggest the new implants that are doing well. So let's see, anything else? We have another question, I think, from Maria on asthma. Should an asthma patient take when getting asthma attacks more than three times a week? Okay. So one of the main things that you do with asthma is you have to change your diet and get rid of mucousy foods. And that means usually grains and animal products and dairy products are the most mucousy. Dairy products being number one, you cut out milk. Even some people have to cut out cheese and yogurt. Most of the time when you clean out after a while, you can reintroduce the hard cheeses like Edam and Gouda and sharp cheddar. You can reintroduce even goat cheese. maybe the raw yogurts. They make a new yogurt now from coconut milk and regular milk, but raw whole milk and from grass-fed pasture cows. And that can make a difference. Now, if you have an asthma attack, one of the things we've used to stop, it's very simple. You're not going to believe how simple it is, but you get a glass of ice-cold water and Celtic salt, and you take a three-finger pinch of Celtic salt, three fingers, and put it in your mouth on your tongue, and use your tongue and and just kind of dissolve it, and then drink a glass of ice-cold water, not a big glass, just a small glass of water, and that'll usually stop that asthma attack. So you'd be surprised how that's a real old naturopathic cure, and it still works to this day. But by changing your diet, getting rid of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, eating organically, some depending upon how sensitive you are to your foods, the more you have to pay attention. The more sensitive you are to what you're eating, the more you're going to have to pay attention to either food combining or the individual foods. Again, sometimes the individual food that you eat is not bad, but what happens is when you mix certain foods, they can be a little bit more difficult. So the more sensitive your digestion, one of the most common is mixing a protein and a carbohydrate at the same meal. So that means like a steak and potato, or chicken and rice, or a turkey sandwich, or hot dog, hamburger, any of those where you're having meat and breads. Anytime you have carbohydrates and proteins. Proteins digest very differently than carbohydrates, and they take different lengths of time. So if you're having gassy, bloated, heartburn, and nausea, and acid reflux, that can be from the individual foods or the food combining, or it can also be when you're not drinking the water properly. I've talked about water every single radio show. We mention it because it's so prominent in people's lives and how you drink water. Not often how much water, but when you drink water. So again, a glass of water an hour before every meal, that prepares the digestion. It starts to warm up. Digestion takes place at 104 degrees in the stomach. And then another glass of water with the meal, room temperature, and that glass of water you want to add maybe a teaspoon or two of apple cider vinegar or coconut water vinegar. If you have diabetes, I would add a quarter to a half a teaspoon of true cinnamon. And if you have hypertension, I would go ahead and add something like peppers, you know, cayenne pepper, powdered cayenne pepper, and that'll help lower blood pressure. By the way, if you have a heart condition, make sure you keep cayenne pepper around. Cayenne pepper will stop a heart attack within 30 seconds. If you ever think you're having that chest pain or numbness down the right arm, or you're having somebody difficult to breathe, it feels like there's a pressure on your chest, like someone sitting on your chest, then get that cayenne pepper, take a half to a whole teaspoon, the hottest cayenne pepper you can get, put it in a glass of water and just drink it down. And don't worry about your butt burning or your stomach, because heart attacks are fatal, and the cayenne pepper will never hurt you unless you're allergic to it. That's another issue. Just stop the heart attack. That's what you can do. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. every Saturday morning. Anyway, we're back, Natural Solutions Radio. Are you listening, or do you have a question?
Yes, sir, I am listening, but I also have a question.
Oh, well, then we'll take your question.
You know, I'm a patient of yours, doctor, and I was diagnosed with epilepsy, and I just, you know, I have been taking some, I don't know the correct word for marijuana, hemp.
Yeah, the CBD oil. CBD?
I do take the CBD oil. I acquired marijuana cigarettes.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
And I took just one puff off of it, and oh, my God, doctor. The next day, I am not kidding you, I felt like I was cured from having ever seizures ever again.
It can really make a difference. We know that the CBD in the hemp marijuana plant is one of the strongest anti-seizure medications known. Now, when you do smoke it, it's a little different because you also get the THC, and when you heat THC, you get a little high. But so what? I don't care about that. But if you want to get it where you don't get the high, then you just take it in the CBD oil. Or what you can do is take the bud and you chop a bud very finely, chop it very finely, and mix it with a yogurt or sour cream or cottage cheese or applesauce, and you just eat it. And because you're not heating it, you won't get high from it. And the THC and the CBD oil are very effective against inflammatory diseases, against cancer, and against seizures. So, no, that's very good. If you use that periodically, that should reduce your seizures so you don't have to take any of that seizure medication like phenobarbital or Dilantin, because those drugs make your brain like marshmallow. So we know a lot of parents now that have children with seizures, they're reaching for the CBD, and it's reducing the seizures dramatically, almost after one dose. So that's really good, and I'm pretty proud of you. So that is excellent, and you've noticed the difference yourself automatically, so that's very good. Any other questions or comment?
Well, just one real quick one. So it is not a cure? I will never be cured?
Well, we're not allowed to use the cure word, but something happened, and oftentimes when you, let's say when you were younger and you had an injury and you fell on your head, or you played football and you were bashing your head around, or something like that, roller skating or anything, and you had an something. Years later is when that comes up. There's like a hematoma in there or some kind of injury. But we're not allowed to use that cure word. But who cares? As long as you take some of the right supplements. And again, one of the main things with seizures is what triggers the seizures. The most common trigger are sugar and things that turn to sugar very quickly. So the white flour products, you know, white bread, things like that. So you have to be careful of those. Those are the main triggers, or sugar itself. So you cut sugar back, and then take the CBD oils, take your supplements, follow your good nutrition program, and then you don't have to worry about it. And when you don't have a seizure in a while, you'll be able to get your driver's license back, all of those things. You just have to show, I think it's 6 months that you haven't had a seizure. So, all right, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, sir. One more quick question then. Could the seizures also be brought on by stress?
Well, stress, they talk about stress as like a almost it causes everything. You know, if they don't know what it is, it's got to be stress-related. But depending upon the stress, stress can be very, very detrimental to the body. That's why I wrote a book called Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. And because it can cause hormonal problems, inflammatory problems. Stress can really be involved. So there's a lot of things in the book on stress reduction. Stress can be involved in everything. So almost from anything. So, all right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Okie doke. I think we also have a question from Steve. He's got ulcerative colitis. So, boy, that's another condition. It's what we call a nutritional condition. And because most of that can be really taken care of and symptoms can be alleviated with doing a nutrition program. So the first thing you want to do is try and, as much as possible, eat organic food, because the herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, they can all cause inflammatory responses in the food that you're eating. Again, the other thing, the main thing about ulcerative colitis is drinking water in a proper manner, in the timely manner. That's what I talked about at the beginning of the show. You drink a glass of water an hour before every meal, a glass of water with each meal, and that's where you might, now with ulcerative colitis, you have to be careful. You can put a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, see if it helps. Some people it makes it a little worse, so then you avoid it. You watch the food combinations. That's where certain combinations you don't use. So there's books on food combining. You can go online to Google and just look up food combining, and you'll get all the rules right there. Very simple. The main one is don't combine a protein and a carbohydrate, and you'll see. And eat a lot of healthy fiber foods. Sometimes with ulcerative colitis, they'll tell you don't eat fiber. But I suggest when you're eating your vegetables, cooked vegetables or raw vegetables, that they get chopped real fine to make it easier to digest. Fruits, you just have to chew them real well, make sure they're ripe. So all of those things. So I think that'll really help. And I think you can get on top of that ulcerative colitis. We see that quite a bit all of the time. Another good product that's coming out is the pomegranate extract with, I think it's with yarrow. What's it with? Pomegranate yarrow?
Yeah,
that's yarrow. Another good one. I think I would use that for any serious disease, especially cancer. Pomegranate extract has a chemical called ellagic acid, and it's one of the strongest anti-cancers known. So pomegranate is actually one of the strongest fruits to eat that's against cancer. I would put that up there as high as blueberries. So the berries and pomegranates are the key fruits that you could eat against cancer. Also, I'd put pineapple just under those. So there's a great recipe that I recommend to people, a diced avocado along with defrosted berries and chopped pineapple, chopped walnuts, chopped pecans, almonds, and maybe a good teaspoon of cinnamon. You mix that up and everything gets really creamy because of the avocado, and it's a great recipe. So again, a diced avocado, defrosted berries, mixed berries or blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and those can all be, the strawberries can be chopped a little bit, the pineapple chopped, and then chopped walnuts, pecans, and almonds, a teaspoon of cinnamon, and then sometimes we add pomegranate. So pomegranate can really be added. That's another great recipe. Anyway, so let's see. What else do we got, Adon? Any more questions or calls coming in?
No calls at the moment.
By the way, when I mentioned pomegranates being one of the strongest anti-cancers, I have 300 milligrams of very strong concentrated, about a 40-to-1 concentrate of pomegranate extract. So it's in Prime Longevity that I developed, and it's one of the ones that's why we use that in every cancer program. We use it in all our diabetics, and if you are diabetic and you're taking diabetic medication or insulin and you start on Prime Longevity, you're going to have to monitor your sugars because you're going to need to lower the amount of medication that you're taking while you're taking Prime Longevity, because it really does, it has the chromium polynicotinate and vanadium sulfate, and both of those are used extensively in diabetes. So you'll have to watch that. I also have 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D, D3, in there. Now, I didn't put the 5 or 7 because a lot of people are taking other supplements and even other vitamin D, so I didn't want to overload it. So I put just enough so that you can still take, as an example, a 5,000-unit vitamin D capsule, even though you take the full dose of Prime Longevity. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We're back. Okay, there we are. Thank you so much for joining us. An article, very important, on omega-3 oils. Now, a lot of people take omega-3 oils, fish oils. It's one of the most popular natural supplements for better heart health and triglycerides and cholesterol. But the only thing is, they believed that it caused blood thinning. So it was always told to that if you were going to have surgery, or it can pose a risk to heart surgery patients. So therefore, they always told you taking fish oil before surgery was discouraged because it can make you bleed in an uncontrolled fatal bleeding. But new research, this has just come out from the journal Circulation, says the exact opposite. Rather than causing bleeding, the omega-3s are linked to reduced risk of bleeding during surgery. Now, this is really important because people have been told for years and years that taking fish oil, yes, it's good, but if you're having a tendency to bleed because it thins your blood slightly, makes your platelets not as thick, as sticky, that they'll tell you not to take the fish oil because it increases your bleeding. Well, that was erroneous. The new article published in the journal Circulation did a major study, and they says that it's actually reduced the risk of bleeding during surgery. It says a new study was a secondary analysis of data from the omega-3 fatty acids for the prevention of post-operative atrial fibrillation. And that was a study to determine whether omega-3 supplementation can affect the risk of bleeding in surgery. And the study is a large-scale study that involved 1,500 surgical patients. They were scheduled for heart surgery. The patients were randomly divided into two groups, a placebo group and an omega-3 control group. Those in the omega-3 group took large acute doses of EPA and DHA, which are the two main chemicals in your fish oils, eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid. I know, aren't those great words? EPA, DHA. Anyway, they were taking it for 2 to 5 days before surgery, then took 1.7 grams, which is a very good dose, of omega-3 on the morning of surgery. Now, that would have instantly caused bleeding had they, the old information. And the participants continued taking their assigned supplements until they were discharged. Well, the primary results of the study showed no effect on post-operative atrial fibrillation. And the study from Dr. William Harris from the Sanford School of Medicine at the University of South Dakota and his team analyzed that data and applied the criteria for bleeding based on Bleeding Academic Research Consortium. And what they found is that they measured the number of blood units that were needed for transfusion during the surgery. And according to the study, the higher the amount of EPA and DHA on the morning of the surgery was associated with lower bleeding risk. Again, let me say that. The higher the amount of the fish oil, good concentrated organic fish oil with the EPA and DHA, the higher the concentration, it was directly associated with a lower bleeding risk. And in addition, there was a substantial decline in the number of units of blood needed during transfusions. So they're still not sure of the exact mechanism of why this is happening and still not understood, but that's what they found. So there's going to be a lot more studies on that. They know that the fish oil has anti-inflammatory activity. The omega-3s might be contributing to this anti-inflammatory. But anyway, the powerful role omega-3 fatty acids in preventing disease of any kind of inflammation, according to the experts. So they didn't understand why they saw the effect, but all they can do is say that this is what they noticed, this is what they found. And so now they're saying, absolutely, take your fish oil, and take your fish oil pre-surgically, post-surgically, even the day of the surgery. So you can eat the fish oils from, of course, the proper kind of fish. The best fish would be wild salmon or sardines or herring or mackerel. Those are going to be your best fish. And, of course, they have to be wild, not farm-raised. You can, this is the one time we often say take in a pill form because you know it's guaranteed. They're all steam distilled and organic, so all of the companies now don't believe the hype on that when you only take the prescription fish oil, because they say that's the one that's the only one that's pure. No, all of the top fish oil companies, especially you can get at any health food store, Barleans, and Barleans makes one called Fresh Catch, very concentrated. You only need a teaspoon. And then they also make one called Swirl, and that's going to taste either like a key lime pie frosting or an orange dreamsicle frosting, and the kids love it. So it's a way to get that in there. And for children, it's one of the most important supplements for ADD, ADHD, for increasing brain intelligence. So it's along for pregnant women or women that want to get pregnant, and then during and through their pregnancy, that's one of the ones we recommend constantly. Take an omega-3 fatty acid, and that's the time where we say go ahead and take it. Now, it's usually a big capsule, so what you can do is stick a needle in it and just chew it, or get the pure oil and just take it by the teaspoon, and you'll get enough of that in your diet by taking that. So you can also, for people who don't eat fish, you can get it from chia seeds. You can get it from the cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprout. You can get it from an algae oil, hemp seed. You can get it from walnuts, flax seed. Those do have to go through an extra chemical change in the body to produce the EPA, DHA, but you can get So flax oil, hemp oil, eating walnuts, pecans, and almonds will give it to you. So the American Heart Association says that that would be a really good supplement, or eating at least 8 ounces of fish every week. I'm going to say, again, you can take that in a supplement every day and not have to worry about it. So a lot of this came from the Cleveland Clinic and also from the studies that I said from before. Sanford School of Medicine, University of South Dakota did major studies, and it came from the journal Circulation. So anyway, that's an important article. I wanted to make sure I cover that. And how are we doing? Any calls, comments that I need to cover?
No calls at the moment. We did have one comment from Calvin. He was asking about the types of cancer. And here he asks, there are so many types of cancer. Is the program that you talk about also good for multiple myeloma?
Yes. And it doesn't matter. You know, in naturopathy, we don't really care what the type of the cancer is. We don't even care of the name of the diseases, because that's owned by the medical profession. You know, it's almost like they have those words copyrighted. What we deal with is body systems, and we deal with that. And for whether it's a multiple myeloma or hard tumors or blood cancers or systemic diseases, we suggest pretty much always the same thing. Eat a healthy organic diet. Stop eating foods with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. Stop drinking soda pop. Don't drink milk. You know, eat as much cooked vegetables, raw vegetables for those that have sensitive stomachs. Make sure your salads are cut nice and chopped. Make sure you have a good salad dressing with flax oil, apple cider vinegar. Put that in a blender, a tablespoon of each. Add an onion, some chives, some garlic, maybe a handful of raspberries. Whip that in a blender and you have a raspberry vinaigrette dressing that is just killer. And so you can eat that. And so that's pretty much what you're going to do. You're going to just be very careful when you have cancer about eating carbohydrates and sugar. We go back and you can do research on Dr. Otto Warburg from the 1930s and 40s, and you can learn a lot about cancer and sugar and cancer metabolism and respiratory, how cancer cells ferment sugar for their respiration. So again, all of those programs are very similar. It doesn't matter where you go in the world. You go to a good naturopath, they're going to all tell you, stop eating sugar, stop eating garbage, stop eating junk food. Watch your food. When your food's sensitive, watch the food combinations. Make sure you're drinking water properly throughout the day. Healthy water, not tap water. And I would go on and suggest making sure you're taking your vitamin D and iodine. To me, those are the two most important supplements for cancer. And those are critical. And then also make sure when you do have cancer, you take a vitamin C in a 2-to-1 ratio with L-lysine. I use the Nature Sunshine vitamin C, the time release. It's one of the only time release I ever use. And it's the full spectrum vitamin C in a time release, because you only absorb so much vitamin C at a time. So anyway, that's going to be for any cancer program. So it's really important. Now, if you have a melanoma and it's on the skin, that's when we use, and by the way, I would add CBD oil or the new Copaiba. I think I pronounced that right. Am I pronouncing it Copaiba? Which is the new doTERRA oil. Also doTERRA turmeric oil. And I would also get raw organic turmeric that is non-irradiated. And I would take a teaspoon in your smoothie every day. I would add the raw full powder along with the turmeric oil, because the curcumin is concentrated in that. And we know now that it's a very strong One of the strongest anti-cancers. I have an article somewhere here that shows that the turmeric and the curcumin is so far stronger than any known chemotherapy for cancer, that it outperforms every known chemotherapy that so far has been tested. So that's what you would do. Make sure, again, vitamin D, iodine, vitamin C, lysine, pomegranate extract, turmeric, all of these are what you're going to take. Again, when you have cancer, though, that's not something you just listen to the radio and take that information. That's where you make an appointment, sit down, going over a very complete program. So, it's not something you just take information on. But what we do know, there's a lot of information, if I can get to some of those articles about poisons in the environment, poisons in the American food, water, and even poisons in the medicine. And then there's an article about poisons in the environment, how they're promoting cancer. And then another article, cancer largely caused by processed foods and toxic ingredients, a new study confirms. And so these are just the titles of the studies. And it's really so important, because there's even, when you talk about the cancer industry and the pharmaceutical companies, they'll tell you, eat whatever you want, don't worry about it, just come to us and take these pills, and that'll take care of it. And we disagree with that wholeheartedly, any naturopath in the world. So again, if I can, I'll get to those. But that first article, I really wanted to make sure everybody knows about the omega-3 oils, because you're hearing all of the time, don't take those omega-3 oils pre-surgical or post-surgical, and we now know that's not true. Definitely take your omega-3 oils. That new article that came out from the Journal of, Journal Circulation, says you can even take it the morning of your surgery. So, actually they found less bleeding, less need for blood of transfusion. So that's such an important article. So many people are taking fish oils, so I can't stress it enough. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. One more article, really important, because it's on cholesterol-lowering statin drugs have been shown to now have serious side effects that include brain damage. And one of the things that people need to know is about one out of every five Americans in the United States have been convinced to take statin drugs in order to lower their blood cholesterol levels and supposedly prevent heart disease. Well, this is from the Centers of Disease Control, and they admit now that statin drugs, which is on the rise, the use of statin drugs is on the rise. Astrovastatin, which is Lipitor, is the best-selling prescription drug in the world. And they have now said that statin drugs are causing memory loss, learning difficulties, muscle wasting, rapid aging, irritability, mental health issues. And this is from peer-reviewed research, also indicates that almost half of all women who religiously take statin drugs ultimately develop diabetes. Now, this article was printed in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. They're, of course, most every place you're hearing, statin drugs are presented as a daily cure-all with no side effects. But according to the new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, they showed otherwise. And they followed 11 million patients, 11 million, from 1987 to 2013. And they found that those that took statin drugs and other cholesterol-lowering drugs were four times more likely to report memory loss after taking the drug. Even the FDA now has warned that statins can cause confusion and memory loss. And according to scientists at the Tulane University in New Orleans, statins deactivate the stem cells that are responsible for cellular repair throughout the entire body, causing rapid brain damage and muscle damage. And what is your heart made out of? It's made out of a muscle. So we know that the statin drugs are causing muscle damage. So why would we take any kind of drug that causes muscle damage, which is damage to your heart? So you may lower your cholesterol, but you're increasing your risk of death through all other causes. You're increasing brain damage, you're increasing muscle wasting, and you're increasing strokes. So anyway, again, the statin drugs deactivate the stem cells responsible for cellular repair throughout the entire body. So this is really important. I don't want to go into the rest of the article because they talk about the cytokine, cytochrome, P40, and all of these. What I want you to know is the general information, and this was the second most important article. So I'm going to keep this article also here on the computer, and I'm going to mention it for the next couple of weeks. So it's that important, and I really think it's really an important kind of thing to talk about. So anyway, without further ado, let me introduce one of my favorite people, Al Garcia. I almost want to call him Dr. Al Garcia. He's got so much education, but we don't call him that. Okay. And but, you know, again, people study on their own. And the amount of years that he has studied, I mean, oh, my gosh, how many years have you studied herbs and vitamins and supplements and iridology and natural health care and alternative health care and oil? How many years would you say you've studied that?
Well, you know, I go way all back to when I met my wife. She was one of those Seattle hippie types, and she was already gardening and
how
doing
did she get
natural
you when
vitamins.
You were in, the army.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was in the military doing Dr. Pepper and Taco Bell, and, and you know, and when she met me, she said, hey, if we're going to be dating, you know, we got to do some good nutrition.
Right, you got to change.
You got to change. And of course, she said, and if we ever get married and have children, I want to do my children at home. And that kind of made me start thinking a whole bunch about changing, you know. So that put my arm behind my back, and she was so pretty that I had to make some changes.
Oh, know? Well, that was cool. And how long you guys been married now?
44 years.
44 years. You're the only person I know married longer than us, because we've been 38 years.
Right.
I mean, and think of it. How many people do you know still married from when you first got married? Really few.
Yeah,
very few. You know, it takes work to, but it's really something to say that, you know, you're still together and after that long.
When I watch all these people go through, you know, not only divorces, but even marriage hiccups, I wish that in high school that they would make young people take relationship courses. My wife and I have taken many after we were married and had our own problems. But if you took those relationship classes early, morals and values classes early in your life, then you'd know what you're going to bump into as you move along with finances and religion and all the things that challenge
you. How to compromise.
Yeah,
how
discipline in children. You know, discipline in children's a big deal nowadays.
Right.
You know, and how do you do that without, you know,
in even the, getting in trouble.
In the
now.
Old days, we just got a whack, a kick in the butt, and a whack behind the head, and
you know,
and that usually made you pay attention.
Right now, you got to be careful. They'll go to the.
I came from
call
that school.
You, and shoot, and,
you came from that school.
Yeah,
yes.
Now the kids will sue you and go to the police. And my dad spanked me. My yeah, mom, you know.
I twisted one of my daughter's ears one time, and the cops came and said. You know, you can't do that, Mr. Garcia. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll pack her bag, I'll give her to you, let you raise her, and then you give her back to me when she's 18. How's that?
My dad used to do that. He'd grab you by the ear and twist it, and you'd go, okay, I promise I won't do it again, I promise. Correct? Yeah. I remember that. That was a great... Or he'd grab you by the cheek and pinch your cheek right there.
In case my dad's listening, I have to tell you that one time I went fishing on the Rio Grande down in Taos, New Mexico, and he told me how to stand and hold the pole. And a fish hit this, big old fish hit this thing, and I let it go. I think it was probably 3. And I got kicked right in the pants.
Oh, you let the pole go?
Yeah, I let the pole go.
Oh, into the
fish
water.
The fish took the pole.
Oh, my gosh. He says, don't let go of the pole.
So guess what? It's made a really good fisherman out of me. Now I hang on really tight. And I bring in all the big trout there in Utah, and I always thank my dad for the kick in the pants.
Oh, there you go. Well, listen, I'm really excited to hear about some of the things. You know, people have heard this show over the years. You've been on a number of times. But you just got back. Tell us what you got back from. And let's just start on that.
Well, we had a leadership convention in San Diego, California. What a wonderful place to go visit, and what a wonderful place to go and enjoy some special time. And I mean, we went to Little Italy, we went to the Midway big aircraft carrier, we went to the San Diego Safari Park, San Diego Zoo, all the fun things. But anyway, the convention was the highlight, because as you all know, you know, when we started 10 years ago just talking about doTERRA, it wasn't anything. Today it's just about a household name, just about. Not quite.
Right.
Not quite. In Utah it is, but not all over 50 states. But I did learn some statistics, and one of the statistics was that 8 out of 100 people have heard the name doTERRA in the U.S.
That's high.
And did you know that only 2 out of 100 have purchased one of our products in, you know, 2 out of 100?
But 8 out of 100 have heard the name of the company.
Yes, because they're neighbors or somebody sent them something for free or they saw something. But... you know, the thing I would like to ask people today, because now we have a proven record. We've been around a decade, 10 years, and we are the world's largest essential oil company. So I want to ask you and your listeners, why would you want to partner? Why would you want to take a look at? Why would you want to maybe turn an ear to understand a little bit about the doTERRA company and what's going on? Like I said, there have been oil companies for thousands of years, hundreds of years in Europe. I mean, some of the biggest perfumists in the world are started in Europe 300-400 years
Absolutely.
Ago in France, you know.
You know why it started there? Because everybody stunk.
Yeah, they stunk.
It was illegal to take a bath. The Catholic Church, the Catholic Church up until 1889 forbid bathing. And you saw everybody wear the big collars around their wrists and necks. That's because they put the powders in the collars and perfumes because they stunk. Everybody stunk in Europe. And actually, when I went to Europe and you go around, people still stink a lot. They don't shower like in America. Most people shower once a day, you know. But in Europe, I was finding out that people shower once a week, you know. And so, but that's where it started in France. People stunk.
You know, it sucks getting old. I hurt my hip a couple months ago, and my wife and I were having a discussion about what the pioneers and what some of the people long ago did when they got hurt. And they didn't have the conveniences that we have today.
I had a hip replacement, and it's the best thing I ever did because I hurt mine.
Yeah.
So, no question about it. Now we have things that are miraculous.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the reasons why doTERRA is growing so fast and so good. First of all, it really is today.
Just to make interrupt a second, my sister's listening online, and she said to remind everyone, my mom and dad were married almost 67 years before.
Oh, right on.
67 years.
So I got beat.
Oh, yeah. Well, but, you know, they're old.
Right,
you know,
on.
Hey, you're still cooking for a good while.
Anyway,
but I wanted to mention that. My mom and dad, 67 years. Very
sweet.
Cool. Thank you, Sandy. That's
yes,
my sister.
Good job, Sandy, for remembering that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to why would you want to partner with doTERRA? Did you know that we're privately held? Most big, large companies today go out and get in debt. They borrow large sums of money. They go publicly traded to get money. They do all these things. doTERRA's owners and executives decided when they started back in 2008 that they would stay debt-free. And most of them had large savings accounts and homes that were paid off. So they just mortgaged their homes. Seven of them. Can you imagine coming home at a time when the economy was crashing
and telling
your wife, sweetie, I'd like to mortgage the house to start a business at a time
oh,
like
yeah,
this?
That what would, do you think that would go over?
How would that go over with Sandy?
Yeah, yeah, real good.
I know what my wife would say.
And you know what they say, usually the biggest risks give the biggest rewards.
Oh, yeah. So, but I would think for sure that that would freak a lot of people out.
Well, most definitely.
But that's how sure they were in their understanding of the company that they were putting together.
Well, and I want people to know, too, that when I took a look at doTERRA, I was already involved in health food stores. I was already involved in what I considered a success in retailing. And when somebody presented to me that you could buy a kit for $100 and start a business that could make you $10,000 or more, you know, I said, yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's how I looked at it. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
And the more I evaluated what was going on, the more I started listening to why would you want to do something that's home-based. In fact, I did. I listened to a disc, and it was by Paul Zahner, he was an economist for one of the presidents, Paul Zane Pilsner, I think his name was, and he talked about millionaires of the future, and he said they're going to have four things in common. One, they're going to be working from home.
Oh,
He worked at Citibank and worked from home, and he was a young man, already a multimillionaire, and he said the business of the future will be involved in health products, in health and wellness. He said they'll be doing the business on the internet because brick and mortar is not going to be able to maintain these high costs and all the things.
Look at Amazon.
Yeah, look at Amazon. And so what they've done, what he did when he predicted that, and this was, he predicted that back in 2005, and I'm listening to that disc in 2009 and thinking, is this still true? And the more I evaluated that $100 investment and said, wow, all I got to do is sign up with this company, buy $100 worth of their products, start using them, and then teach other people to do the same. That seemed a little bit out of my line from when I'm used to people just driving up to the door of a store and buying products. But I decided that my model was going to be to teach. And so I started holding meetings in the evenings at my store, and I even did them in my home. And I started teaching people about health. And I used the body system. So I would teach one class on respiratory system and the digestive system and the immune system and the intestinal tract. And I was just shocked that people just kept coming and coming and coming to those classes.
Yeah,
I would get 10 one night, 30 the next night or the next week, 40, 50, 3. But the thing is, they kept coming and learning, and they kept realizing that if they did the same thing that I was going to promote, which was everybody take care of your own health. Let's go into the prevention mode.
Right.
Not the symptom mode. You know, let's not be, waiting for a treatment of a symptom. Let's just start taking care of our health up front.
Okay.
And I started teaching that 10 years ago. And the next thing you know, I only had taught my brother Vince, a couple of my store owners, and they signed up, and a couple other people, family and relatives like cousins and stuff. And the next thing you know, they're teaching the same thing.
And
the typical model that you always hear about, compounding interest, compounding, started working. The first couple of months, I only had like 20 people in my organization. Mm-hmm. And then it went to 37.
Right.
And the numbers just kept doubling.
How many people do you have in your organization
now? Now I have 70,000.
70,000.
And they all order $100 a month. The same thing I started with and kept doing. Wow. Can you imagine that?
And we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Natural Solutions Radio. Thank you for joining us. Let's go back to Al Garcia. We'll continue with talking about what was happening. So this convention that you, or the leadership conference, you know, that must have been just exciting.
It really was. There was a lot of people, and most of them were builders that are building the doTERRA business, that, you know, get out into the communities and help educate the communities on why they would want to be involved with doTERRA. We've already said we're the world's largest oil company. We're privately held. We're debt-free. I don't know if most people know this, but we have over $1 billion in assets.
$1 billion.
And you know what that's worth today when you have a company that has $1 billion in paid-for assets.
And no debt.
And no debt. We have 7 million customers globally, and about 32 million on top of that, that each of them have one or two customers.
Wow.
That are doing the business. When we started in 2008, we had 8 employees. Today,
wow,
we have 3,200 corporate employees.
Wow.
And we have offices. We started in 2008 with one office in Orem, Utah. It's now headquartered in Pleasant Grove, Utah, but we now have offices in 16 countries.
Oh, my.
So we are growing like crazy. So the thing I want to ask people is, you know, who is doTERRA? What's unique about us? And why would you want to partner with us? Well, first of all, we have a mission statement, and that's to change the world one drop at a time, one person at a time, and one community at a time. Our vision is to have essential oils in every home provided through millions of wellness advocates, people like myself that go teach another family how to put a healer in your own home. And so with a book and a box, which means a health book and a box of oils and supplements, we can help people to learn how to take care of 80% of their health challenges at home. Okay, simple things like a sore throat and things like that.
80% of every health challenge can be dealt with at home using natural means.
Right.
And the other 10, 20%, okay, you go to the doctor, might need surgery, might need something serious, but that's so few, you know.
Well, and it takes education. See, the average guy, the reason he doesn't do it is because he doesn't know. And,
right.
And so when we do these classes and we teach you how the digestive system should work, you know, your stomach, how it coordinates with your liver and your pancreas and your small intestine and how all these things work, you start learning how it should work. And if it's not working like that, what can I do to help build my system, you know, with bacteria or with enzymes,
right,
or whatever. And so that's the education is one of the most critical things that makes people want to get involved with this. The other thing that I get asked all the time is, why did doTERRA choose direct selling? Why didn't you just buy those products, put them in your store, and sell them that way?
Yeah, that's
well, they
a good
they
question.
Did a big marketing strategy that focused on people, education, oil usage, and proper education. And because of some of these forecasts, like home-based, we knew that it had to be in that direct selling model as opposed to the brick and mortar model. And so that's one of the reasons that doTERRA chose that model. And the other reason is because they wanted to give people possibilities, to discover the possibilities of not just using the products, but maybe sharing them within your home and your relatives and people that you love, neighbors, parents, grandparents, that type of thing. and to give people the financial opportunity to develop an income if they wanted to do that.
You know, it's got to be, as far as I know, the you know, network marketing, and there's a lot of good companies out there. Of course, you and I use mainly, the only oils I use are doTERRA, and the only herbs we use are Nature Sunshine. But that type of marketing is the only business I know that someone can spend a very little amount of money, and with their own effort, their own gumption, that within so many years they can actually become a millionaire and be financially self-sufficient.
Yes,
you know, whether
absolutely.
It's real estate or stocks or buying a store or running a store, nothing compares to a network marketing and your own effort like
well,
that.
Well, and we've heard many, many billionaires today like Warren Buffett, Donald Trump. We've heard these people say, if I could start all over again, as opposed to building buildings and having real estate and doing music or whatever, restaurants, I would probably do the direct selling model.
Yes.
Because it's the model that you really could be, come from nobody gave me any money, I have no money, my parents didn't have the money, I have no knowledge on how to do this, but I can buy a $100 kit, get excited about taking care of my health.
Get a
book how to use them. Get an upline to have an interest in me and mentor me to school me in how to be successful. And then you can get involved in what we call the doTERRA difference. It's a culture of sharing and caring. And we have seen nothing but an entire, from 2008 to 2019, We hit $1 billion in 8 years.
Wow.
$1 billion. It takes most companies in 19 to 23 years to hit $1 billion.
Right.
Then we hit our second billion in 3 years.
Wow.
Okay, guess what our projection to hit $3 billion is? 2 more years.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and we have a road plan all the way to $30 billion.
Wow.
And so
wow.
we are going to just continue to take the market because people are sick and tired of being sick.
Well, how are they going to make sure they have product for, you know, when you're talking
yes.
$3 billion, that's a lot of product, and aren't they going to run out?
Well, we're going to talk about that and how we have a plan not to run out.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do that, I want to mention to you that, you know, last night I was watching some ball games, and I want you to know that we have people like Donovan Mitchell, professional basketball player. He uses doTERRA regularly on a daily basis. Sloane Stephens, a tennis player, she loves doTERRA and is using it in her, you know, workouts and pre-workouts, post-workouts. Tiger Rugby from one of the big soccer teams. Tim and Ricky Hightower, former NFL player. They all use Jamie Anderson, U.S. snowboarder. These are people that just love doTERRA. It's become the a brand recognition that we're trying to get to grow throughout the country. And as I mentioned earlier, 8 out of 100 people in the U.S. have heard about doTERRA, but only 2 out of 100 are purchasing doTERRA. So there's a 98% growth possibility, even though people say things like this. They say, well, the only reason I don't want to get involved in doTERRA because it's a saturated market. Nope.
Not even close.
When I look back and see today after 10 years, the U.S. penetration market is basically Utah, Idaho, and Hawaii. You know, that has the penetration. Our sales in other areas are bigger. Like we have a top 5 metro area that's back like in New York, Michigan, North Carolina, and of course California is growing like crazy, but we only have about 10 areas where doTERRA is really, really making
just
it
outstanding.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
And Canada is now starting to really have an impact. But what you asked earlier, how are we going to maintain the oils as this goes from $3 billion
quality.
To $30 billion and quality?
Because if you start having to buy a lot, then who knows? You're going to buy from brokers, and who knows
how
they're...
We'll show you that in just a second here where we have a plan. Anyway, we set up a Healing Hands Foundation, which goes and helps people like farmers in different parts of the world, and a co-impact sourcing program so that we can go and actually hold hands with farmers and get them to grow more and get them to expand their land to grow for us, because our goal is this certified pure oil without deviating quality.
That's so they've actually used, I heard, some of the Israeli model on how to set up cooperatives between these farmers.
That's
where they share the tractors and all the equipment, and they do the harvesting together.
Absolutely.
And doTERRA actually puts the brand new equipment in there at no charge because of the Healing Hands Foundation, so they can do that.
And the other thing they're doing is they're allowing people like myself, other leaders in doTERRA, let's just say we have like 500 extremely successful leaders today, and they let them create their own projects, and doTERRA matches the amount of money that a person puts into a project. Let's say I want to put $50,000 into helping people in my area, women, underprivileged women in my city. doTERRA will match it with $50,000.
Oh, wow.
And that way you have $100,000 to complete the project. They do all kinds of contribution revenue in the millions and millions of dollars to help that. And the Healing Hands Foundation is the way of generating income to go into these areas and help get farms started. When we started in 2008, we had no farmers employed. Today, we have over 100,000 people getting paid to harvest products for doTERRA. 100,000. With 3,200 corporate employees and 100,000 people working.
I know, God, some of the stories when I go to YouTube and I go online and I look up sourcing essential oils, and you see all of these 5-7 minute videos showing how doTERRA has gone into Somalia and Brazil and all of these different places and set up cooperatives with them. And I'm just so impressed.
Yeah, today we have sourcing going on in Nepal, in Bulgaria, in Kenya, in Guatemala, in Hawaii. And when we go there, not only do we go there to help the farms get to source.
Hawaii, Brazil, oh my gosh.
But in addition to that, what we're doing is we're also exciting the people in the U.S. to be a part of this, to live, to give, to go there. We have families going and relocating in Kenya and Bulgaria to help for 2 months or 3 months on their own dime, too. Not doTERRA's not paying them to do that. They're doing it because they're successful and they're able to do that and go there and take their families. And we have families, entire families with 6 children have moved to Australia.
Wow. Well, it's so impacting on your spiritual heart, you know, in your growth. It just to help someone else, it's just an amazing feeling, you know, when you see that those people have really been helped, and it was through your efforts, and they come to you and say, thank you so much, thank you. You know,
we're actually creating what we call a social responsibility, working directly with farmers, harvesters, and distillers. It means that we have an opportunity to work directly with the community. And so between our co-impact, which is the actual farming itself, and the Healing Hands Foundation, which is the way to get the funds to do these things, like you said, to purchase tractors or tents or schools or set up medical facilities, birthing facilities, things like that, we're able to do that. And so we feel that our quality starts long before the seeds are planted. Our quality starts with the relationship. Our quality starts with all the things that we have to make families grow in those countries. So we have provided over 100,000 jobs and impacted over 500,000 lives with these programs. We currently source from 43 different places and have business relationships in 23 of those.
Well, I find that so unique. I'm impressed by that, because so many other companies just go to brokers and they buy, and the brokers have always screwed the farmers as much as possible. Well, and
like I
they
said,
make
I'm gonna,
the money.
I want to address that in a second. I want to share with you that we also are investing in companies that have been successful already all over the world. We're going and investing with them. For example, we are working with another company called Oterra out of New Zealand.
Oterra.
TPL Manuka in one of the New Zealand countries, Fair Oils in Africa, and BioCitrus Company out of Brazil, and another company there in Hawaii. So we have sourcing investments and related acquisitions, equity partnerships, and other investments to secure this essential oil chain globally and exclusively. So today we've spent over $110 million to date just on investments with people for the future. In order to answer that question, how are we going to continue to get these? So our vision and our goal is to secure our future through partnering with investing companies that do quality oil harvesting already, who share our unwavering commitment to the highest quality.
And to the farmer.
Yeah, to the farmer, to the families of those farmers.
Yeah.
And so we, when we show them our co-impact sourcing and the ability we have to get money to help those farmers. Now think about this. If we have 7 million wellness advocates buying products every month, and we have on the computer when they make that order, would you like to donate $1 to our Healing Hands Foundation when you make your order? Do you know how good that makes you feel? Like, some people think, oh, unless I could give $50,000, I don't have any impact.
Right.
Can you imagine what you feel like when you know you're walking $1. With 7 million people holding hands? We all have the same goals and purposes.
And that's monthly.
And so if all 7 million gave a dollar, we have $7 million a month to put into helping farmers get their wells and sourcing done. And so, you know, it's just the potential is just astounding.
I'm talking with Al Garcia, and when we get back, he's going to continue. So we'll be right back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Al, let me ask you a question before we continue. You know, there's a lot of oil companies and there's a lot of this, and most oil companies you see on the bottle, it says for external use only. How does doTERRA assure quality, and how do they get it so that so many of their oils you can actually take internally?
Well, one of the things that you have to realize is we talked about perfumists earlier, and remember that perfumists are experts at making smells, and they don't necessarily have to take them from a flower. They can actually create them in a lab. And so today, one of the biggest problems is that there is a lot of adulteration. There is a lot of that. So doTERRA has taken the high road, and they have bypassed those brokers. And they do tests on each sample. In fact, not one, not two. We do 54 separate tests. And we hired a company. It's called APRC. And it's an aromatic company. And it does 11 of our 54 tests. And then doTERRA Science, which is our own labs, do 43 tests in-house. We do every kind of... I'm not a chemist, but we do everything from GCMS to Flashpoint to... LCMS, HPTLC, viscosity, total plate count, carotenoids, all kinds of
any kind
tests.
Of pollutant,
yes.
Bacteria,
54
radiation.
Tests is a lot of tests.
Oh my gosh,
you know? And so one of the things that we focused on is that we have asked APRC, which is our partner company, to do testing on other competitive oils, including direct sellers, online retailers, retail stores, spas, social
and they
Facebook.
All say they have the best.
And
oils.
Everybody says they have the best. But,
yeah.
But we found that 80% of all those oils out there are adulterated. And some of the common adulterations are inclusion of carrier oils without labeling that they're carrier oils, mislabeling species like selling cinnamon leaf as cinnamon bark, or selling a cheaper form of peppermint or frankincense that's not pure and not strong enough to have an effect on your health.
Right.
And the inclusion of aroma chemicals are in some of these products to create adulteration. Synthetic fragrances and chemicals that are added to volume up the oil. And some oils are 95% to 100% complete fabrications, including fake coconut oil, fake vegetable oil, things like that.
Wow.
And these, are, of course, made by very trained perfumists that know how to duplicate a smell. So the typical process of an oil coming to market, it goes from the farmer to the distiller to an in-country broker, a perfumist, to a U.S. broker or perfumist, then to a company that's going to market it and wholesale it to the consumer, or to the store between that. So that's a typical process. But the doTERRA process is we create those co-impact forming relationships that have exclusivity. We teach them how to distill for us. They come straight to our doTERRA science lab and straight to testing with our partner testing, and then to the consumer, to these wellness advocates, to homes all over, to put and teach a healer in every home. So that's our process, and that's why we want you to realize that you can make a difference. doTERRA can make a difference in your family's health, and we have all kinds of things. And so you've asked me if I could share a little bit about the medical model that we have, and I want to just kind of help you understand that today we have a program called Prime Meridian Health. That's what we're doing. And before I end that conversation about how we make a difference, I want you to know that what doTERRA is doing today is supporting the people with this education. We have created websites called Empower Success websites, podcasts, leader material. We have a broad array of all the documentation that it takes to learn about what health, what oils do for your health. We have a track record of delivering of over $2 billion, and we have the largest growth phase in our company that's coming along with this new medical plan. So those are some of the things that we have happening that we want you to realize is the reason that we're growing the way
so,
that we're
so
growing.
Well. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And so with this new medical model that we have, we're able to tell people that today what we're going to be able to do with a Prime Meridian membership is we're going to be able to offer the average individual a $99 monthly premium, and a family with four children, a couple and two children, would be $178.
Wow, as an insurance?
As an insurance. When you do that type of a program with insurance like that, of course, what people are looking for is how do we take advantage of this program, and what's the vision of the healthcare program? Well, the vision is to lower healthcare costs. Everybody knows that that's the number one challenge, is it costs too much, and to improve patient outcomes by incorporating natural things initially. If you don't need a board-certified allopathic physician right off the bat. So if we could teach you how to solve a sore throat with an essential oil, that would be the first program.
Instead of running to the doctor or emergency room.
We would want to teach you how to implement a patient-centric healthcare program. And then if you don't get the results, then we pass you through to the medical side of this. So that's one of the big changes, and that completely changes what's going on in medicine today. Because what it looks like today is the average guy goes into a doctor and he gets about 6 minutes in a visit. It's a very episodic treatment.
And three prescriptions at least.
And there's no patient relationship. Yeah. It's all allopathic, meaning medical prescription. It's very, very time-consuming to sit and wait 35, 40 minutes for an appointment, to spend 6 minutes with the physician, and then you have to worry about insurance and claims and copays and all that. What we want to see happen in the future is that you build your relationship with these doctors that work at our clinics with a 30 to 60 minute visit where the whole person is treated, where the doctor knows you personally. We will have also a telemedical program so that you can go from your home to that doctor and ask questions or two about your family. We'll include a holistic and alternative programs. Telemedicine will be, and online scheduling will be something in your control. You'll have an increased overall outcome of the patient's health and no insurance between you and your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be, we hope, the wave of the future will be this type of medical care, primary and secondary care. And so we've built the first one called Prime Meridian, focusing on preventing disease and only treating acute illness. And then the second care we've developed, which is called a catastrophic coverage, a very high deductible plan for very serious things. And that would be the secondary relationship where only if you have something really serious,
sure,
do you have to be pushed to the other side. So right. What does this mean for you and your family? It means that everybody will be trained and validate essential oils through research and standardization, both the medical and alternative people. It'll increase the growth of your team. It'll help exposure to your demographics, meaning all where you live and the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make doTERRA oils the gold standard. In other words, when you have 200 oils and you learn how to use them, it means that you're going to be able to keep these things in your home and know that you've got a solution for a pain, for inflammation, for...
I know that that Deep Blue lotion and the Deep Blue oil, there's nothing like it for pain. We get comments all the time for people that purchase that lotion, and they say it does wonders. Their arthritic knees and hands and elbows, that it's just a phenomenal product.
Well, and can you just imagine if we grew in 10 years to the kind of growth we've had without this medical model, and now we put the medical model in place. The first hospital opened up a month ago. Okay, so since our last show that we talked about, this is our new hospital. It's called Prime Meridian. We just put the first one in Pleasant Grove, Utah, and we have three more phases to go where we have our first one active, but we have hospitals and ground already purchased in St. George, Los Angeles, Riverside, California, Phoenix, Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York City, Chicago. That's our second phase. And then we've got phase two. We're going to have Seattle, Portland, Sacramento, San Francisco, San Diego, Dallas, Houston, Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, and Denver, Colorado. And in phase three, we're going to go to cities like Las Vegas, Honolulu, Hawaii, San Antonio, Austin, Texas, Tampa, Miami, Charlotte, Philadelphia, Boston, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Detroit, and St. Louis.
So these are going to have either clinics or hospitals.
That's right. And most of the big cities will have a hospital. We are trying to partnership with board-certified medical doctors or DOs, also registered nurses that want to be a part of these hospitals.
Right.
And we have
nurse practitioners, physicians assistants,
yes,
all of these.
We've already announced quite a few places that land has been purchased, and things are happening at a very fast pace. We are, doing this thing, and we're basically, we know that just like we saw the wave happen of essential oils coming to America in 2008, now we're ready to develop what we call the Prime Wellness Club, which is helping people learn how to take advantage of telemedicine and being, if you happen to be fortunate to live in one of the cities where you can walk into one of these hospitals and get healthcare, that'll be great. But if not, between learning to use a book in a box and get the right education and then be able to telemedicine to doctors that have a relationship with you, that'll be the wave
of it. And that's now with Skype. You're going to see people right on the computer, be able to call and and see the doctor right there, and they'll be able to talk to you just like you're in the office.
Exactly. Now think about this. If a person has never even been involved in doTERRA and they get sick, join one of our healthcare primary hospitals, and they get confidence that, hey, this is a good approach. I want to be able to use alternative initially. And if it's that serious, then get referred to a board-certified doctor. That means they're going to have to learn to use the oils. They're going to have to get involved
Correct.
With the education. They're going to have to get excited about body systems and learning what we've learned in 10 years. They're going to have to learn to get involved in that in the next 3 months type of thing. And so we have plans for that. We have plans to help you and your family get on track by calling a place that knows a little bit about this, that's holding classes, mm-hmm. and saying, I want to learn. And I'm willing to buy my own oils and my own toothpaste and my own non-toxic products to protect my family.
So we only have 3 minutes left. So they have toothpaste, they have dishwashing soap, they have clothes washing soap and furniture cleaning products. And so talk to me, because if someone joins a company and they spend $100 a month, and I know that there's, you have to get with your tax consultant, but a lot of these items can actually be taken off your taxes as demo products. So that if they spend $100 a month or a little more, they can end up getting more and more discounted prices for wholesale. So we only have about 2 minutes left. So can you know, talk to me a little about that.
Yeah, the thing you probably want to realize is that out of all those people that get involved in doTERRA, 80% of them just want to use the product. They're
right.
They're not interested in the business. They just want to use good quality products for their health. Only 20% of those people actually want to treat it like a business, where they would have a reason to have a tax implication here.
Right.
And so you can join doTERRA without giving your Social Security number today. You can actually become what's called a wellness customer, and then that way you won't have that business implication. And only 20% say, okay, I'm willing to give my Social Security because I know I'm going to get a 1099.
Yeah.
I want to do it as a business. So keep in mind that there's two plans and two choices there, and you can always upgrade. Let's say you really love the doTERRA products. They're working for you and your family. Next thing you know, everybody's saying, how do I get them? And you're realizing that I could make some money by referring people to these products.
Right.
So you can always upgrade your membership.
We've come to the end of the show. We just touched on it. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlet. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity, Health Naturally. Last 10 seconds.
I got one more thought for you. I want to see if you can know who said this. It's our actions far more than our ability that determines what we may become.
Oh, my gosh. Who said that?
Albus Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Al Garcia, and our crew here. The opinion and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by the FDA. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us next week. Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915 915- 833-0222. 833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.